Du lyssnar på en podcast från Svenska Burmakommittén och jag som pratar heter Alexander Jätma. Mot bakgrund av den negativa utvecklingen i Burma, inte minst i delstaten Rakhine, beslutade FN:s råd för mänskliga rättigheter i mars 2017 att tillsätta en oberoende utredning för att undersöka påstådda människorättskränkningar i Burma. Beslutet var en kraftfull och ovanlig åtgärd från det internationella samfundet och det sände tydliga signaler till Burma som valt att inte samarbeta med utredningen. För ett par veckor sedan var en av utredarna Chris Sidoti i Sverige för att tala under den svenska filmfestivalen för mänskliga rättigheter. Festivalen arrangerades av Raoul Wallenberg-institutet i Lund. Jag tog tåget till Lund och fick en pratstund med honom om den FN-tillsatta utredningen och läget i Burma. Han börjar med att presentera de tre utredarna.
Very happy to do so. Chris Sidoti, I'm from Australia. I am one of the three members of the fact-finding commission. I've worked in human rights organisations, both non-government and national human rights institutions, over the last 40 years. I've also done a lot of work in Myanmar, Burma, over the last 20 years. And was Australian Human Rights Commissioner during the late 1990s for 5 years. The other two are Marzuki Darasman, who is the chair. Marzuki Darasman, who has been previously the Special Rapporteur on North Korea and was also involved in the Commission of Inquiry on North Korea. He is a former Attorney General of Indonesia and former chair of the Indonesian Human Rights Commission. The next member, Radhika Kumaraswamy, from Sri Lanka. Radhika was Special Rapporteur on Violence Against Women during the 1990s and later was the United Nations Special Representative on Children in Armed Conflict, and she was also at one stage chair of the Sri Lankan Human Rights Commission.
Det var efter våldsamheten i Rakhine under hösten 2016 som FN:s råd för mänskliga rättigheter med bas i Genève bestämde sig för att tillsätta en oberoende utredning. Mandatet för utredningen är att undersöka situationen för mänskliga rättigheter i Burma med ett särskilt fokus på just Rakhine. Men det är ett mandat som täcker situationen i hela landet och man undersöker även händelser i delstaterna Shan och Kachin.
So we are the three and we are appointed under a mandate from the Human Rights Council. The council decided in March last year, following the events in Rakhine State of the preceding October 2016, to establish a fact-finding mission to look at the human rights situation generally in Myanmar in recent years. The mandate has a particular focus on Rakhine State, but it is Myanmar generally, and so we're also looking at the circumstances in Kachin and Shan states.
Utredningen fokuserar på händelser från 2011, 2012 och framåt. Det var 2011 som en 17-årig vapenvila bröts mellan Kachin Independence Army och den burmesiska militären. Och 2012 inträffade den första av den senaste tidens stora våldsutbrott i Rakhine. Men, förklarar Sidoti, även om mandatet endast täcker de senaste årens övergrepp så är det i ett land som Burma omöjligt att inte även se till historien för att förstå den bredare bilden.
We are to look at recent allegations, and we've defined recent as going back to the 2011-2012 period when first the ceasefire agreements started to break down in Kachin and Shan states, and then secondly the first of the most significant recent incidents in Rakhine State occurred. That was June 2012. So we're looking at the circumstances of human rights violation since 2011-2012, but inevitably are doing so in the context of Myanmar as a whole going back many decades. It's impossible to look at human rights just on a specific incident or even a specific period basis without actually locating it within the overall context. So that's our responsibility. We three were appointed in July last year, and the three of us are part-time pro bono leaders of the investigation, but there are 16 full-time staff who are the actual investigators and the people who do the real work that that we three constitute the leadership of.
I mars 2018 presenterade utredaren en muntlig uppdatering av arbetet. Slutrapporten väntas i september 2018. Under uppdateringen framkom att utredarna funnit starka bevis för människorättskränkningar, särskilt i Rakhine, och att situationen för mänskliga rättigheter i andra delar av landet förvärrats.
Yes, we presented the interim report. It was just a short oral report. Our final and full report is due in September this year. And so we're partway through. We have almost completed the information gathering phase. So our interim report deals very much with the facts that we've found. And in summary form, we found overwhelming evidence of serious human rights violations, particularly in Rakhine State since August 25 last year, but also significant deterioration of the human rights situations elsewhere in Myanmar.
Det som hänt i Rakhine kan inte ses som en isolerad företeelse. Även om skalan på krisen saknar motstycke till och med i Burma, så finns det paralleller och mönster som går igen i andra delar av landet. Utredningens uppgift är att undersöka händelser runt om i landet, sätta dem i ett bredare nationellt sammanhang och diskutera juridiska påföljder.
We're taking Rakhine State and the Rohingya people's experience and what is happening in the Kachin and Shan areas as symbolic, I guess. No, that's not the right word. As representing something that is going on more broadly in Myanmar. We don't want to just isolate these and say that these are events that are occurring outside of the context of Myanmar as a whole. So although, say, in the case of Rakhine, what has happened since August 25 is without precedent, even in Myanmar, and although there is a significant deterioration in the situation, particularly over the last 6 months in Kachin and Shan, they are part of a much bigger picture. And we want our final report to take these examples of what is going on in Myanmar and certainly to explore them in some depth and to talk about the legal implications of the actions that have occurred, but to place them within the context of Myanmar as a whole.
Oavsett vad som kommer att stå i utredningens slutrapport i september, så har det internationella samfundet ett omedelbart ansvar för att hjälpa alla de som flytt, menar Sidoti. Andra länder måste stödja Bangladesh, som tagit ett stort ansvar med att ta emot flyktingarna. Totalt lever nu över 1 miljon människor i läger i sydöstra Bangladesh. De allra flesta är rohingyer. Regnperioden i den här delen av Asien ska precis till att börja, och det kommer medföra mycket stora belastningar på lägren och människorna som bor där. En redan svår situation kommer att bli mycket värre under det närmaste halvåret när regnperioden pågår.
The international community has a number of immediate roles, quite apart from anything that may come out of our report. Since August 25 last year, 700,000 people have left Rakhine State, almost all of them, not quite all, but almost all of them Rohingya people. And they've joined something like 500,000 people who were already living as refugees in that southeastern part of Bangladesh. So there are now 1.2 million people, almost all Rohingya people, living in Bangladesh. And other nations have a responsibility towards those people, including in assisting Bangladesh, which has borne the overwhelming share of the burden of supporting 1.2 million refugees who have been driven from their homes. So there's an immediate obligation there, and that obligation is becoming greater, not lesser. The wet season, the cyclone season, is about to start in that part of Asia, and that will have dire consequences for these 1.2 million people living in extremely difficult circumstances. So while the international attention that gets focus on whatever is the crisis of the day is already shifting, we can't pretend that this problem is gone. We can't pretend that the 700,000 who left since August are now being adequately looked after in the Cox's Bazar region, when in fact the situation is going to deteriorate in terms of their living conditions over the next 6 months. That's an immediate obligation. There's an obligation as well for accountability and for justice. Those who are responsible need to be held to account, and the fact-finding commission will be identifying the legal consequences and areas of responsibility and requiring accountability at an international and national level.
Där lämnar vi intervjun med Chris Sidoti, som alltså är en av utredarna i den FN-tillsatta gruppen. Om du vill veta mer om vad som hände och sades angående Burma i Genève tidigare i vår, så har vi sammanställt en artikel om det på vår hemsida. Du hittar oss på www.burmakommittén.org. Där hittar du även annan information om utvecklingen i Burma. Har du frågor eller synpunkter på innehållet i podcasten, är du välkommen att kontakta oss på info@burmakommittén.org. Vi tar gärna emot tips och förslag på innehåll. Tack för att du har lyssnat. På återhörande.